Noah, I'm good. No other name like Jesus. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, he's my Jesus. And you can be seated. Amen. Amen. Well, I am not Pastor Alex. You may be seated. I'm not Pastor Alex. Did you notice that for some odd reason? No, Pastor Alex had some stuff done at the hospital this last week, and he is recovering in Jesus' name and healed in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen? Let's pray together for him. He didn't ask me to do this, but I wanted to. Amen? Because we're a family. And families stand with each other. We hold each other up. When somebody is having a tough time, that's when we really lock arms and we don't let go. Amen? And whether or not John and I are here or not, we still hold and lock arms with you guys because you're our family. Amen? Amen? That's why if you're struggling, you send in a prayer request because we actually do pray for you. Amen? That's what a family is for. Amen. I had a good family. Thank you, Jesus. I had a good family. I had a good mother, and she would stand with you. I have a good brother and a sister. If there's anything that I need, if there was something that I was in trouble, they would fly here. They love me. That's what a church family is too. We stand with each other. We hold each other up. We don't let each other fall. And we for sure don't kick somebody when they're down. I know you would never do that, but maybe you know other churches that's happened in. But it doesn't happen here, amen? Because we love each other. All right, let's pray for Pastor Alex. We lift up Pastor Alex to you, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for his place in the body, for his voice to this nation, for his voice to these people. And we stand with him, and we agree with him that he is healed from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, and the very same power that raised Christ from the dead is at work in his body 24/7, all the time, restoring, renewing, creating new. We thank you, Father God, that he is strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and we give strength to him today in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for him to be 100% whole. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, Pastor Alex has been teaching on decisions. And I like that title, decisions. Decisions that we have to make in our own life all the time. And we made a decision for Christ, which was the best decision you've ever made in your whole life. Amen. Because we're all going to heaven together. And he's talked about some different decisions. I'll just remind you of them. So I'm sure you haven't forgotten. But if I took a test, if you could name them all, I just thought I'd remind you. We believe in Jesus, don't we? That's a decision we made. And we walk by faith and not by sight. That's a big decision you have to make. And you are confronted with that all the time. You were confronted with it this morning when you had to get up and your body said, I don't want to get up. And you had to say, but we are going to get up. You make decisions all the time, and you tell your body and you tell your soul things all the time. And sometimes you just have to make the connection that I'm going to make this decision with the power of God. Because people make decisions all the time, naturally, in their own strength. They decide they're going to quit smoking cigarettes, and they do it naturally. That takes a lot of strength when your body is addicted to a certain thing. But there are people that do it without God. But we don't have to make any decision without his power. And the way we activate his power is with our mouth. Not just thinking it. In the morning when you don't want to get up, you can't just think, oh, I've got to get up. You have to believe something and speak something. Remember, that's the way the kingdom of God works. The power of God is activated when you, by faith, reach out and receive. And we activate that power by believing and speaking. So when you don't want to get out of bed and you're going to walk by faith and not by sight, what do? Say, I have the strength of the Lord this morning and I can do all things. And that activates his power at work in you. You have like a nuclear power plant on the inside of you. Did you know that? You do. You have God himself on the inside of you. And you can live your whole life and not activate that power. Or you can practice activating it every single day. Amen? It's a decision that you have to make. Somewhere you have to decide, I am not going to live my life like everybody else. I'm going to live my life the way God intended for me to live, the way he intended for Adam and Eve to live, the way he wants us to walk in victory every day of our life, not just in the hard times. And thank God, he always comes through in the hard times. But he wants us to have a joyful morning every day, a joyful afternoon every day, a joyful evening every day. I just don't think that's possible. Yes, it is. He is God, and he is more than able to do abundantly above all you can even think or ask for. But you have to come to him. That's in Ephesians 3:20, that he is able to do abundantly above all you ask. So if you don't ask, his power is not available there then to do abundantly above what you even ask. He's so good. If you need something and you ask for it, he doesn't just barely meet your need and go, okay, I'm just going to barely get you by. No, he is a giver. He is a liberal giver, and he gives freely. So when you need strength in the morning, he gives more than you need, because that's our God. He's an abundant giver. He's an abundant supplier. He always gives more than you ask for, super abundantly above all you ask or even think. That's our God. But we have to activate it by faith. So we walk by faith and not by sight, not by how we feel. That's a big one. And you can go, uh-huh, but it's hard when you don't feel good or when you are ticked off. I know none of you ever get ticked off at anybody. You never get upset with anybody. You would never get kind of with anybody, right? I'm sure, right? I know, it must be other people. But you know, when even you're like, you know, I use her as an example all the time. Thank God, my daughter, Gabby, she has helped me more in this area in my life. And you know what? Sometimes you just have people in your life that just help you learn to walk in love. Aren't you glad? They help you make decisions that are right. Because, you know, you have to be an example to your children, and hopefully you're the right example, right? So Gabby would do certain things at different times in my life or respond to me in a way that I didn't want or like, and everything in me wanted to go, I'm just being honest. And I had to make a decision not to walk by sight. And it's the hardest thing you ever do is to, I will walk in love. Yes, I will. And when you do that, his love abounds more and more in you. Until you do that, you don't have no love to give. All you have is frustration, aggravation, right? Come on, this is where we live, right? But when you decide, no, I am not going to respond by what I feel. I'm going to respond according to his word, He says the love of God is shed abroad in my heart. So he doesn't lie. He's not a liar. So you have it, whether you feel it or sense it. Amen. It's there because he said it. So then you have to activate that love. You have to say, I love my daughter. I do. Praise the Lord. And that has, you know what? That she has helped me more than any one thing in my life not to respond by, I just believe God gave her to me just for that. Praise the Lord. I mean, it really did. It forced me to grow, and I'm thankful. Other people can do things, and that isn't even hard to have the love of God for other people. It's the people close to you that makes it hard to live with, right? I know John, of course, is an angel, and I never get upset with him. See? But I know, you know, you never get upset with your spouses or your sisters or your brothers. I know, you know. And your coworkers, never do you get upset with them. No, it's the people that are close to us that we feel comfortable with, that we don't feel like we have to act a certain way, that then we let our flesh out. And how do you overcome that? Because we're talking about decisions. We walk by faith and not by sight. Well, somewhere you have to make a decision. You have to decide, do you want to live in victory in every area of your life or only when it's a crisis? And most Christians live from crisis to crisis. God comes through, and then they feel good, and then they live their own life, do whatever they want to do. They make their own decisions about everything, and then another crisis comes. And then they turn to God, and he is faithful. And you know who you remind me of? Is the Israelites. They did that. They would serve God, and they would love him. They would walk in health. They would walk in victory. And then they would start hanging around the wrong people. And then they started marrying the wrong people. Because they started hanging around the wrong people. You don't marry the wrong people if you don't hang around the wrong people. They would start marrying them. And then they would start worshiping their gods. In other words, they would start living their life the way the other people are, just following after the world in the world system, just the way everybody lives their life. And then they would fall into bondage. They would become servants to that. And then they would be in bondage, horrible bondage. Be trapped by other countries and other people. And then they would cry out to God. And he would always help them. I wouldn't have, but he would. And they would turn to God, and he would deliver them, and they would be so happy, and they would be healthy, and they would be prosperous. And then they would start hanging around the wrong people. And then they would start marrying into the wrong people. And then they would start worshiping their gods. And then they would fall into bondage. And then they would cry out to God. And then God would deliver them. And then they would walk in victory. And then they would start hanging around. They did that over and over and over and over and over and over and over. They did it over. It's like they never got it. Not until the two kingdoms split did they ever get that. It's amazing. But we have an example not to do that. So we have to decide if we want to live the way God intended for us to live and the reason he gave his son. Not just so that you go to heaven and heaven is wonderful, but so that in this life we live in victory. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, Pastor Alex has used this verse. It says, I call heaven and earth to witness this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, the blessings and the curses. Therefore, choose life that you and your descendants may live. A lot of Christians don't like verses like that because it puts the responsibility on us. If your life is like a yo-yo and your emotions are like a yo-yo and your family is like a yo-yo, good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, good days, bad, bad, the decision is up to you. It's your decision how you're going to live your life. He puts before you life and death. God's way, the world's way. Choose life. He even says, then he doesn't even leave it there. He goes, choose life, okay? Come on. Because he has given us life. He has redeemed us from the curse of the law. He has given us everything we need to walk in victory. He's given us his name. Aren't you glad for the name of Jesus? That at the name of Jesus, everything must bow. That means your own flesh must bow. That means the devil must bow. Anything that would be trying to oppress you must bow to the name of Jesus. In Acts 10:38, it says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. We have the name of Jesus to enforce this victory against everything the enemy would bring. Every oppression, every sickness, every depression, every encroachment of this world system, the way the world thinks, we have the victory. Amen? Amen. So we walk by faith and not by sight. The next one he's been talking about is we already have everything we will ever need in Christ. Isn't that amazing? He could have made it to where we had to earn certain things. You know, like, okay, you receive Jesus, you go to heaven, but, you know, if you want to have an okay life, then you have to do this, 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 this. But he did not do that. He paid for it all, paid in full, and it's ours. Remember, I've used the story or the example of McDonald's. You go to McDonald's, you pay for your Happy Meal, right? I know all of you get a Happy Meal. No, but you pay for your Happy Meal and you open it up and there's no fries. What will you do? If you drive away, those fries are like not even €2 in a Happy Meal, just so you know. They're little. But I have seen people walk, they will turn their car around. They will drive back to McDonald's, spend almost as much gas, money in gas, and go get out of their car, go in and say, I paid for my fries. Where are they? It's been paid for. You will fight for French fries. Isn't that sad? We will do that. You will fight for it. How much did it cost? €55 or something. And you will fight. You will get in people's face. No, they're mine. You give them to me. Or I'm coming over the counter and I'm getting them myself. But there has been something paid for you. Your healing, your redemption, your joy, your peace, your financial prosperity, it has been paid for with the precious blood of Christ. When he put his blood on that mercy seat, it didn't only cover our sins, it wiped them out. It washed them clean. And your victory is paid for. You fight for it. Then you're going to have to fight. Paul says, I fight the good fight. A good fight is one when you go in, you know, I'm going to win this one. But there is a fight. The enemy is not just going to give you what belongs to you. You're going to have to fight. Well, how do you fight? You don't fight physically. You put on your armor. In Ephesians 6, it talks about that. You put on the whole armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. You get this sword, the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, and you take what is yours. This is mine. Healing belongs to me. Joy belongs to me. Peace in my home belongs to me. So, Lord, whatever has to happen in my soul, in my thinking, in my family's thinking, I trust you to work. Because, see, he can do what you can't do. He can go into people's hearts. He works in yours, aren't you glad? And he helps. He doesn't condemn. He's not going to condemn anybody, but he helps them. And so our part is to decide we're going to do it. and to take it and to stand and say, this is mine, it was paid for, and I'm not going to live without it. You give it to me. When you do that, because that you have to use your mouth, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. He paid for it in the name of Jesus. You resist the devil. And God's power goes to work in that situation. And he works in your heart. He works in their heart to do what you have asked him to do. We don't want to live our life and get to heaven. And it belonged to us all the time. And we didn't take it because we would have to say, it's mine. You have to make that decision. It's mine, and I'm not living without it. I'm not going to stand before God and say, well, thanks, but I just wanted to get to heaven. I want to take as many people with me as I can, and I want to live in victory while I'm here. Amen? Don't you? I figured you did. Okay. Pastor Alex is probably, I'm not even going to turn there, about Sarah. I was going to talk about Abraham and Sarah, but he talked about it last time, and he'll talk about it again. I want to read a song to you. I like songs. You know that by now. And when Pastor Alex asked me to minister, and he said, he is faithful, I thought of the song, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Because that song was written by somebody who called him faithful to them. And so I'm just going to read the words to you. And this, they had a revelation that he was faithful to them. And if you will pursue him and you will make the decision, you will be able to stand and say, he is faithful to me. He has been faithful to me in my marriage. He has been faithful to me with my children. He has been faithful to me in my job. He is faithful to me with my coworkers. He is faithful to me when I'm in traffic. He's faithful to me when I'm on the bus. He's faithful to me when I'm on the train. He's faithful to me when I'm in the grocery store. He's faithful to me if I have to go to the hospital with my kids. He is faithful. I call him faithful. Amen. So this song says, great is thy faithfulness, O my Father. There is no shadow of turning with you. He will not change. If he says it, he will never change. There isn't even a shadow of changing, of turning. Aren't you glad we have a God like that? He is dependable. He will never let you down. Not ever. Makes me love him more. Thou changest not. Your compassions, they fail not. As you have been, you forever will be. Summer and winter, springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to your great faithfulness, mercy, and love. All of creation and every season can join in a chorus and say, God is faithful. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thy own dear presence to cheer and to guide. He never leaves me, ever. Nothing will ever separate me from his love. No action of mine, no action done to me. Nothing will separate me from him. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine and 10,000 besides. Somebody understood that he blesses me and then he gives more. And I can stand before you and say that is true. You find an old saint who has followed God all their life, and they will testify, blessings all mine and 10,000 besides, more than I ever thought. Great is your faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, your hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. He's faithful. He is faithful. If you will make the decision, he is faithful. And trust him to be faithful to you. He will be faithful to change you because you have to change. If we're going to finish our course, if we're going to fight the fight, if we're going to do what he wants us to do, we will have to change from glory to glory. There has to be, you can't start as a baby and stay a baby your whole life. Something's wrong with you if I'm changing your diaper and you're 30 years old. Something's really wrong with you, right? Naturally. It's the same spiritually. We go from glory to glory to glory as we count him faithful, as we make decisions. He then works in us both the willing and the doing of his good pleasure. So every year we trust him more, and every year we know him more, and every year we spread his goodness more. And we bring light into darkness more. Amen? Until we finish. So I've decided to call him faithful in my life. And he will never let you down. He is faithful. When you aren't faithful, he's still faithful. When you drop the ball, he will still come and help you. And he does not condemn. I have never had him come up to me and go, "You sorry, no good thing." He doesn't do that. He always lifts me up. He always encourages me. He always holds me. He upholds me with his arms. He is faithful. Amen? So that's what we're going to do, is call him faithful in our life. But you have to do it. You have to believe and you have to speak. Not just believe and think. You have to open your mouth because that's how you activate his power. Amen? Yes, amen. 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 Let's all stand up. Amen. If you're here today and you have never received Jesus into your heart and made him the Lord of your life, that's the first decision. It's the most important decision. It will change your life forever. And there, everyone in here that has done it can say, yes, it's the best decision I ever made. So if you would like to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, after the service, there'll be some people standing up here. We would love to talk to you. We would love to lead you to the throne room to receive Jesus. And also, if you've never received the gift of the Holy Spirit and speaking with other tongues, it is a prayer language that helps you stand, and you pray mysteries, and you work together with God in his kingdom. As we're walking glory to glory, he's changing us to where we have more and more light. Then we get to work together in his kingdom. We get to work together with him, and praying in the Holy Ghost is the best tool you'll ever get. You know, has anybody ever, I mean, a guy probably, you know, you get a tool. Girls, maybe you get shoes to go with your outfit. I don't know. But you get accessories that help you in life. This is the best accessory. Jesus said, "I'm going to go to the Father, but I will not leave you comfortless. I will give you the Holy Ghost, because you're not going to finish your course without him." So we want him. So if you would like to receive the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, come up here afterwards. We'll pray with you and you'll be filled. It's a gift. It's easy. And you'll never be the same again. And you'll be thankful you have it. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Let's just together, I want you to think of different times in your life when he's been faithful. And let's thank him that he's faithful. Amen. And we can kind of sing this song together, all right? You ready? Lisa can sing it. Yes, Lisa, you sing it. I start to go in there, I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
I think you should.
But I'll sing along with her. But don't just sing the song. Somewhere in there, you tell Jesus, thank you for being faithful to me, faithful in my family, faithful to my children. And he will be faithful next year. And he will be faithful in 10 years. He will be faithful the whole of your life. Amen? Let's do that. Father God, we come to you and we thank you, Father, that you are faithful in our life. Great is your faithfulness. Great has been your faithfulness to me, Father God. And I thank you that I make a decision anew today that I will follow Jesus and I will have his joy and I will have his peace and I will have his health and I will have every need met because of Jesus. He is faithful to me. Amen. Amen. He's faithful to me. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He's faithful. He's faithful in the morning. He's faithful. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. There's some of you that are facing something. There's a crisis in your life or a decision you need to make. You need to call him faithful in that. Lord, you're faithful. I call you faithful. You will always help me. You'll show me. You'll lead me. You'll guide me. You're faithful. There's never been a time in my life when you didn't show me. The Holy Ghost dwells on the inside of me, and he leads me in paths of righteousness. There is a way that seems right unto man, but in its way is destruction. But I will follow you because you lead me and you guide me. I call you faithful in my life, Jesus. I trust you, Jesus. Holy Ghost, lead me. Holy Ghost, show me. Holy Ghost, help me. I depend on you. I acknowledge you. There is no one that is smarter than you. I'm not smarter than you. And so I trust the Holy Ghost on the inside of me. He's greater than my coworkers. He's greater than this world's idea of how I should go. He is Almighty God. And he will show me and he will lead me into paths of righteousness. And I thank you, Father God, that today and tomorrow and this next month, I will know the way to go because I know him. I know him. And a stranger I will not follow. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. 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 So as I want you to hang around after the service and meet our German family, right? I mean, I know you're all German, most of you, but anyway, the ones that are coming to the next service, we want to meet with family in between and get to, and so we're still one big family. Amen. So we can pray for them. And when you think of them this week and you meet somebody out there and this week you're in the grocery store or you're driving or you're on the train and you see their face, you pray for them. Amen? Amen. Have a wonderful day and remember he is faithful. Amen.